She relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour today, this Monday, February 16th, 2026. Half hour of today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Rod, yes, he heard it. You're welcome. Kyle, you're welcome. I got Jim, you're welcome. And Dawn and Carp Lake, I sent them to you guys as well. Again, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K. I'll send you his contact information. Again, he likes text messages the best. Tell him you just heard him on with Chuck or Randy. You'd like to get a copy of his book. I also sent you a picture of the cover so you know what the book looks like. Author Rick Allen Randall is the name on the book and with Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble, just do a search. You'll find it. Infrastructure. Healthcare, education, all have been the top priorities from Governor Gretchen Whitmer's 8 budget proposals. Thank God this is her last one. But beginning all the way back with 2019 through this week's 2027 budget ask, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been consistent with her priorities. Healthcare, education, and infrastructure, according to the analysis of her 8 proposed budgets. MERS ran the 8 budgets through 2 different AI programs, ChatGPT and Claude. Both picked out trends and found the strongest growth that has taken place has been within the Department of Health and Human Services, the School Aid Fund, Higher Education, and the Department of Transportation. Now that's right there a problem. Out of the entire budget proposal for this upcoming fiscal year 2027, almost $40 billion, almost half, has to do with the Department of Health and Human Services. Department of Transportation budget, way too high. Why do I say that? Because of the management structure of the Department of Transportation. MDOT, one of the worst ran bureaucratic agencies and departments of all of our state government. Well, Whitmer spokesperson Bobby Leedy had this to say. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer took office in 2019, the fundamentals were broken. The state's reputation was suffering under the long-term impacts of a financial crisis. We took office with the pending Flint water crisis that was under the previous governor, Rick Snyder. We inherited decades of underinvestment in roads, housing, and schools. Housing. Exactly where, Bobby, in the Michigan State Constitution does it say that the state government of Lansing should do anything with regards to housing? Can you show it to me? Oh, that's right. It's not in there. Roads are in there. Schools are in there. And prisons are in there. But housing is not part of a government function. It's not something that the government should be doing. Now, can they make investments in a way that will help the private sector generate more housing? Absolutely. But it's a loan. You don't invest in it. You loan it. You get a housing project started by loaning money to it because you believe in the project. But the project then stands on its own according to the free market. When those homes are sold or rented, whatever, that's when the loans get paid back. An initial capital stack investment to get the project going, get basic infrastructure there, turns into a construction loan. As the project's being built, waivers of liens are turned in, contractors are being paid with construction draw loans. When it's finally built and you get the certificate of occupancy, you then get an end mortgage loan to pay off the construction draw on the capital stack loan. These are not investments where you're actually giving the money. You loan the money when it comes to housing, and it's not even in our Constitution. So why would you say that? Take, for example, the second worst mismanaged bureaucratic agency department, the Department of Health and Human Services. The Medicaid increase was present every single year, along with infrastructure projects such as roads and water lines. Now, the water lines were only an issue because of the decisions made by the city of Flint when they decided to stop taking the water from the city of Detroit because of that leaky pipeline and decided to start sucking water out of the Flint River. The toxic chemicals that was in it that couldn't be filtered out caused a chemical reaction with the lead that soldered the water lines. Granted, this was a problem created by Snyder under his administration, but you have to prioritize. Well, what has Whitmer chosen to use as her priorities? Workforce development to bring about economic changes and economic development programs. This all started with tax abatements. This all started with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, throwing money, giving grants to lure businesses and companies to come to Michigan for the promise of high-paying jobs that never took place. Her priorities have been screwed up, and she's wasted a ton of our money trying to attract things that don't get done. Well, on that point, Leedy says this. Since taking office, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted the state government to focus on problem solving and getting things done. He said that was reflected in her very first State of the State address. Well, I just found out this morning it has been announced her very last State of the State address is going to be a week from this Wednesday night, February 25th at 7 o'clock. I will be glued to my computer and the TV to watch it. This is her last one. Now, she said that in her first State of the State address, she was reaching out to Republican leaders to help her with education and fix the damn roads, quote unquote, which was her campaign slogan that she got elected on. She's been using that campaign statement ever since 2018 when she got elected to her first term. Well, she put out a post on Twitter X last Thursday. Ever wondered how many times I've said fix the damn roads? Question mark. If I had to guess, I'd say enough times to secure the largest road investment in Michigan's history. which is what they did in last year's fiscal budget. Well, eight budget proposals. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, since then, I've consistently focused on kitchen table issues that matter the most to Michiganders. Growing jobs, lowering costs, boosting education outcomes. Even though test scores don't agree with that. Protecting health care and our state's natural resources and, of course, fixing the damn roads. This will continue to be our guide and focus for this year, Whitmer said. Well, let's look at the numbers. The budgets themselves have seen a 46% growth between fiscal year 2020, the first budget she did in 2019, and her proposed fiscal year 2027. When she inherited $58 billion from Governor Rick Snyder, her first budget came in at 60.2. $2.2 billion higher than Snyder-Cali. Her final budget, the one she just released this past week, $88.1 billion. The largest budget increase from year to year happened when they got all that China virus money. Remember fiscal year 2023 budget? That went up 10.4%. 10% increase. Went from $67.1 billion to $74.1 billion. $7 billion. More than 10% in 1 year. Well, the smallest jump came in 2025 budget. That only went up 2.2%. From 79 to 80.7. But now, as she ends out her governorship, her governor career here in the state of Michigan, 10%. She's wanting to go all the way up to $88.1 billion. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to hear what the governor has to say a week from Wednesday night. Mark your calendars, folks. February 25th at 7 o'clock. It'll be online. It'll be all over the place. It'll even be on TV. Final segment of today's show. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show, just wrapping up this story real quick. The priorities of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's 8 budget proposals. And the priority that has been a common theme for all these budgets has been infrastructure, healthcare, housing, and education. And the biggest problem that I have is two of those departments, agencies, have major structural problems with the way the departments are being run. Infrastructure falling under MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, and the Department of Health and Human Services. Bloated, top-heavy on management, not lean and mean, which they could be. If you go in there and do a forensic audit and you look at their budgets, you can find that they're not getting the biggest bang for their buck. You're going to find that a lot of this waste, fraud, abuse, duplication, and ghost employees could be eliminated and wouldn't affect the department in any way, shape, or form. But again, road commissions should be taking care of roads, not MDOT. They're crazy busy enough dealing with, you know, international bridges and ports and airports and all the things that they oversee. But when it comes to actually repairing the roads, it should be done at the local level. That's the biggest problem. Don't even get me started on the Department of Health and Human Services. Her priority has been about Medicaid expansion. And again, I go back to when Rick Snyder was governor, Frank Foster was state representative for the 107th, Mike Shirky was still a state rep at the time in Jackson. The Healthy Michigan. When we were told that roughly about 300,000 Michiganders, possibly 400,000, Trucker, maybe 400,000 would take advantage of this Healthy Michigan program. And if it didn't save the state of Michigan money, it would be eliminated. Well, guess what? We are up to 1 out of 4 Michiganders with a declining population, just barely under 10 million. 2.5 million people rely on Medicaid in the state of Michigan. and how do they cover up the fact that it's not saving us money is because they send money from other budgets and divert it into the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Medicaid program. Snyder-era Healthy Michigan Plan fiscal year 2020 proposal. Every single year has expanded. Every single year it has grown. More and more people are on it. And the budget threads that followed through Whitmer's terms includes the refill of the budget stabilization fund, known as the rainy day fund. Well, during the COVID pandemic, they dipped into it. And now she's proposing to do it again this year, fiscal year 2027. Well, in order to maintain long-term budget consistency, a budget blueprint document started in 2024 and was updated in 2025, which is the guiding document for her strategic long-term vision to get the state of Michigan where Governor Gretchen Whitmer's goals are to get them met. All of the budget goals have been met when Governor Gretchen Whitmer presented them with her 8 budget proposals for her 2 terms. For Whitmer, it seems the budget and funding for the state programs has been the governance strategy, and her goals have been reflected in what she's asked for in every single one of her budgets. Well, one priority that's not listed here, they do a slight little mention at the beginning of the story, was economic development. Well, that is all secondary to these other top priorities, and therefore did not make it into the title of this news story. A lot of money has been wasted in economic development that never came through, and there was absolutely no accountability and transparency in all of those millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that went out to people and corporations from outside the state of Michigan. Her picking winners and losers didn't pan out. Many of those grants, we never saw one job created from it. Well, I hope the next governor either reins it in or at least has accountability and transparency, and somebody has to be held accountable. If you don't produce the jobs you say you're going to, give us the money back. It's that simple. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a magnificent Monday. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan. Kevin